been a long time since we last spoke. What have you been up to? Did you manage to carry on doing music throughout the course of the crazy COVID journey?
Yes, I did. It has been a while. It's not been the easiest time for the industry or anyone in general, to be fair. But I've managed to actually do quite a bit of music. I was fortunate that I had quite a few song ideas and things
Amazing.
Already written out before the first lockdowns and everything. So having the time to actually focus on recording, it was actually
positive
quite
time.
Beneficial.
Yeah. So just give us a little bit of background about yourself and your music.
Yeah, sure. So, I'm from Chester.
Yeah.
I've lived here my whole life. Grew up just outside in Pulford, and now I live in Huntington. And I've been singing, writing, and playing guitar around here for full time for about 6 years now.
Amazing.
I've done a few tours around Europe. I've released 4 EPs now. I think.
Oh wow! Amazing.
A single. And then, I'm going to have lots more singles coming out this year.
Cool.
I've recorded a bunch of stuff, and I'd like to release them kind of individually rather than all as one big body this time. So I'm looking forward to that.
Amazing that you've been able to carry on throughout this grim times that we've been having. So your music is described as being seamlessly fusing modern folk music with dynamic vocals, invigorating melodies and percussive finger tapping, and your songs have a fresh new feel. Will you be playing on Tuesday at the open mic night at Alexander's Live?
Yes, so I'm going to be hosting the evening. So normally the host's job is kind of play a few songs at the beginning and at the end of the night, and I'll be introducing people as they go. I'll be playing some of my old songs and
cool.
new songs. You know, I'll be doing a little bit of everything. But it should be a really good night.
They are really worth going to, aren't they, the open mic nights at Alexander's Live, if you're a musician wanting to share your music, or if you want to go down and soak in the vibes of fresh new sounds as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, for me personally, open mics are where I started. And, I never had the confidence to play on a stage by myself. I was in bands a lot growing up, but I never really had the confidence to go out there by myself. But an open mic is the perfect opportunity to go and do that in kind of a nice, friendly, safe environment where, you know, there's all sorts of skill levels. So it's always just a really nice way to get a foot in the door as a musician.
Most definitely. Well, for many years, I used to sing at the open mic nights at Alexander's Live. I've not really done much recently, but I used to absolutely love the atmosphere, and everyone's so friendly. And like I say, it's just nice to hear some new sounds, fresh local music as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I didn't realise you used to play.
For years. I know. I've not been up there for a good while. I'm a bit rusty. I've been doing other things. But I'll get back on it soon. And also, Jamie Northrup from Alexander's Live has been amazing, hasn't he, at keeping the gigs and the open mics going throughout difficult times, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously been such a tough time for a lot of people, but in particular independent music venues, just because of restrictions not allowing them to do things getting cancelled, and it's been a rough old time. So any support that anyone can give, any independents, including Alexander's, it's going to be really, really appreciated. And I'm just glad that it's still here after all of this, because there's been a lot of venues that I've played at in other countries and in other cities that have closed.
Exactly. So what's your personal plans for 2022? Have you got many gigs lined up?
Yeah, so I mean, at the moment I'm just finalising kind of the mastering stage of some songs.
Cool.
So hopefully I'm going to be concentrating on releasing very, very quickly. I've been saying this for a couple of years, but obviously with everything going on, it's been kind of like
put on hold.
I've got a lot I could do, but I'm really, really I'm really motivated to do that this year. I'm going to get ball rolling by springtime. I want the first song out.
Amazing.
I want to be releasing quite regularly throughout the summer.
I'm
sure I'll be playing festivals. I'm sure there'll be festivals at Alexander's I'll be playing, and also around the UK, Manchester, Liverpool, London.
Yeah, exactly.
All over the place.
You do a tour. Yeah, and make sure you keep in touch and share that music with us as well, because obviously we want to hear it, obviously.
Of course. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to getting out and feeling like a musician.
Yeah, exactly. Who else is playing on Tuesday? Do you know? Or is it just a matter of people turning up?
It's always a bit of a mystery to me, to be honest. I mean, I normally invite a few of my friends down, and I know my friend Tom Durkin hosted it last week. He had a great time. I might see if he fancies coming down and playing some songs. But it's always a case of, I never know who's going to be there.
Which is great. Even better.
Nice. And once again, I think it's nice because, you know, it just gives that opportunity to anybody that wants to come down. Even, yeah. You know, it doesn't matter whether you can play an instrument, mm-hmm. if you want to come down and just, I know, read some poetry or anything. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, mm-hmm. there's no rules.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's an open stage for you for 15 minutes.
Yeah, so make sure you come down to Alexander's Live on Tuesday, the coming Tuesday the 15th. So lastly, where can your music be looked up online, Alex?
So I'm on all the usual platforms across everything. So you can have to search for me, which is Alex Green, but you spell Alex, A-L-X.
Hey, Alex. Amazing.
So it's nice to meet you, I'm still the only idiot to do that.
So not idiot, I think it's cool, to be fair.
I just get called edgy all the time.
I love it. Well, it's been lovely catching up, Alex. Wishing you the best for the open mic night at Alexander's Live on Tuesday, and also for your own music for this year and beyond as well.
Likewise. Thank you very much for your speak to you, and I'll hopefully catch you soon.
Thanks, Alex. You too. That was Alex Green, and he is hosting the open mic night at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Tuesday, the 15th of February, and here's one of his amazing songs. You're in for an absolute treat. It's called Something Better. Enjoy.
Gone, and I'm made for something better.
for a treat. That was Alex Green there with his new music, which is a song called Something Better, and he's got more music like that up his sleeve. And if you want to hear from him, if you want to listen to the sound of Alex Green, make sure you go down to the open mic night at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Tuesday, the 15th of February. And you can head over to the website alexanderslive.com for more information about gigs coming